The Bible Study Podcast, episode 463. Today, the Bible Study Podcast continues the study of Proverbs with chapter 2. Welcome to the Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. We're continuing on with Proverbs 2. Remember that we talked last week about the path that we walk, and that theme will come up here again in chapter 2. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver, and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield for those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. I'm going to take a break here and jump into this. Solomon is saying here that we should search for understanding. We should search for it, cry aloud for it at night, call for insight, search for it like hidden treasure, like silver, that we should value wisdom and understanding. Now, this is really interesting because the context here, remember, is we talked about Solomon being the wisest king ever in Israel and one of the wisest people ever. That's how we're told he is in the Bible, except for later on when he does some foolish things. But as we focus in on his wisdom, where did that wisdom come from? As he is a young man and becomes king in place of his father. Now, he's not the oldest son of David, but he is the one who David appoints as his heir. And when he becomes king, and his father was a good king, had some failings, did some things wrong, but overall, good king. Everybody is measured against David. When he becomes king, God reaches out to him and says, "What can I do for you?" And he says, "How can I govern your people? Give me wisdom." And God says, that's a great thing to ask for. You could have asked for riches, you could have asked for the death of your enemies, but instead you asked for wisdom. I'm going to grant you that. So when he says, look for it as for silver and search for it like hidden treasure, he asked for it when he was asked by God, what can I do for you? Over silver, over hidden treasure, over all those things, he said, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom to govern your people. He's saying, if you search for it, you will find it. God desires for us to be wise, to be making good decisions, to be helpful to those around us in them making good decisions, to understand, to have knowledge. He holds success in store for the upright. His shield is for those whose walk is blameless. He is looking out for those who are looking to him for guidance. And partially you can see why that would be the case when we talk about path. If you take this path and this path is heading into a swamp, and you take this path and this path is a good path, just the fact that you listen to him should put us, in general, in better situations. Continuing on, then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Wisdom will save you also from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Surely her house leads down to death, and her paths to the spirit of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life. Thus you will walk in the ways of the good and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it. Again, I sort of encourage you that when you're evaluating these things, you kind of start with the end. Start with that last part here. The paths are crooked for those who are devious in their ways. None who go to the adulterous woman will return or attain the paths of life, but the wicked will be cut off from the land and unfaithful will be torn from it. So he is looking at the people of God, and he is saying that God desires his people to be righteous. God desires his people to be following his lead. And we can see that when they didn't, and they didn't starting with Solomon's son turned away from wisdom very quickly, and the people split off, and we got a divided kingdom, and the north started worshiping other gods. So, I mean, his son led to a lot of the bad things, which eventually caused those 10 tribes to be cut off from the land, to be taken away. So he's really saying here that God desires for us as a nation, and he's talking about the kingdom of Israel, to follow him, and that there are consequences for not following. There are natural consequences. Just if you walk into swamp, you get stuck, sort of things. If you take this path versus that path, some paths are more dangerous. Some paths lead off cliffs. And then there are also the consequences of being out of right relationship with God. And that same is true for us today, that God may penalize us, or God just may allow us to walk into trouble. That some paths lead to death. Some paths lead to trouble. And it includes walking with those who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in evil, who walk in dark ways. We walk in dark ways because we don't want our deeds to be seen. As we live in a land of social media, there is a real tendency for us to have sort of two personalities, the personality that we publicly portray and then the personality of who we are when we're by ourselves. And God sees both and desires for us to be consistent, to be good even when people aren't watching. And that's something I don't always measure up to. I don't know about you. But God sees that and desires that all our paths, not just our public paths, not just our public persona, is good, is heading in his direction, but that all that we do it with a full heart. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. God desires, we would say in the New Testament language, that God desires to dwell in our hearts, and that God sends his Holy Spirit to direct our paths. These are very consistent with what we find in the New Testament, that God is guiding our paths. Walk in the ways of the good and keep to the paths of righteousness, for the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. And when Israel stopped being upright and stopped being blameless as a nation, there were consequences. They basically walked off a cliff and were heard no more. That should be a warning for our country as well, not just to think about other people's sin, but just what we as a country will be. Where is the path that we're on heading? Is it heading to God? Is it heading to getting closer to him? And are we as a church heading in the direction of God? Are we filled with love as God is, or are we heading off into dark places? With that, we're going to end this episode of the Bible Study Podcast. If you have any questions, send an email to host@thebiblestudypodcast.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at thebiblestudypodcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram as Chris2X. And as always, thanks so much for listening.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind Podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind Podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.